pretty Tampa Bay Lightning focused episode here. We're going to touch in on FSU, see how they did. Also, Tampa Bay Bucks, could they pull it out at home against Shitlanta? I'm just going to put shit at the front of everything. It doesn't matter. They're shit. This is Tampa. Here we go. Hey, what's going on there, sports fans? This is your Tampa Bay Sports Second with Roy. I gotta say, I'm a little upset that I missed the holiday here, Halloween. So if you hear some spooky clanging, it's not the gimp chained to my radiator. It's the guy across the street working on his carburetor, so get over it. Up first, here we go. Tampa Bay Lightning looking very sweet. Top the Eastern Conference. 19 points tied with Montreal, going on a four-game win streak. The last 10, they're going 7-3. Now their goalie, Ben Bishop, he's tied for second best in the NHL with 7 wins. Now that, at this point in the season, is fucking great for them. I mean, that's your pitcher, that's your quarterback. That's the guy you want in charge, and you need a good fucking goalie, and the Lightning have it. I mean, to be second best at this point in the NHL is fucking wonderful. Like, they got it going on. Now, obviously, you got Stamkos. Stamkos, he's tied with third goals in the league. I mean, Stamkos. You know, they bled a lot of players the past few seasons, you know. I don't know, cutting off the fat. You know, they couldn't afford to pay him, so you fucking cut him loose. You know, obviously, they know what they're doing. Eisenman knows what he's doing up there, so you cut him loose, and you stick with what you got. Stamkos, he's tied for third in the league in goals. And then you got Tyler Johnson, center, second line. And he's tied for first in the league with assists. And you want a guy who knows when to pass it off when he sees something. You want a guy who's not fucking selfish. He knows when to pass it off and when someone's open. So he's tied for fucking 13 assists. That's the guy you want out there. Now, the Lightning, they've taken some big shots with the injuries. They got Hedman out, Connolly, and Killorn. Now, Hedman's the one that I'd really like to see back. He's going to be out for actually probably about 5 weeks. I'd like to see him come back sooner because the defense needs that. Ben Bishop needs a good defense to keep that puck out of that zone. And once he comes back, I think this team is really going to put on the pressure on Montreal and Boston. And as a Boston fan, I hate to say it, but then once he comes back in, it's really going to look nice for the Lightning. And now as it sits at this point, the Bolts, they sit nice and cozy with about 3.5 goals per game. 3.5 just behind Schittsburg for who are putting up crazy four goals per game. Which is just nuts. 4 goals per game, are you fucking crazy? And their power play is sitting at third in the league. With about a quarter of their shots going in when they're a man up, that's pretty fucking good. So I think the Lightning are looking real nice this year. Despite the injuries, they put together a nice team. Despite, you know, the past few years just people leaving, you know, you think every year it's going to be worse and worse, but it just keeps looking up and up, and they just keep grabbing players. They find players on the draft, free agents, and it just looks really good. And as always, the one team you can look forward to in Tampa Bay doing very well is the Lightning. Year in and year out, they do what they have to do to make Tampa proud, and I think they're proud to play here. So I'm hoping the Lightning keep on rolling. I think they got a good set. Their lineup, their first line, second line, third line, all of them look good. Ben Bishop's looking fucking great at this point. At home, they're looking good. Away, they're looking good. It doesn't matter where they play. They're just looking top-notch, and I think people are doubting them. Whenever they go somewhere, whenever a team plays them, I think they're doubting them. And the Lightning, they're fucking Tampa. who the fuck cares about them? But they're for real. Little Lightning update here. Lightning went into the weekend with a 4-game win streak, and they got the win against the Blue Jackets on Saturday, and they were able to pull it out there Sunday night in Detroit against the Red Wings in a game that went into a shootout with Tampa Bay, ending up winning 4-3. So at this point, Monday evening, the Tampa Bay Lightning sit tied with the best record in the NHL with 23 points, tied there with the fucking Mighty Ducks over there in Anaheim. So they're sitting, they're looking real nice, 8-2 in their last 10 games. So they're still rolling on a nice 6-game winning streak, which is real sweet for them. We'll see what they got coming up here Tuesday. Tuesday, probably when you'll hear this, Tuesday morning. So Tuesday night, 8:30, they'll be playing the Blackhawks. So in Chicago, which is always going to be a tough place to play, playing the Blackhawks. But hey, go Tampa Bay Lightning there. So right now, why don't we jump on over to the foosball, which is translated to the ball in which you kick every now and then, not too much, but you mostly throw with the hand. FSU came out with a win, 34-20 against the University of Virginia. So they're sitting pretty good at number two. And Auburn, number three in the nation, lost 41-38 to Texas A&M. So Texas A&M faring pretty good without the old Johnny Football there, who's sitting on the bench there in Cleveland. So, hey there, Skip Bayless, how you doing? We got one Mississippi State who won against University of Tennessee Martin, which, I mean, come on, a fucking number one school, 9-0 against fucking a 5-5 school, and that's not a tough schedule. So at this point, sexual assault cases aside, I'd put FSU at number one this coming week. Then we had University of Florida pulling it out there, 34-10 at Vanderbilt. They sit with a 5-3 record in the SEC, which the chatter is that they still have a chance to hit a championship in that division. That's not all on their terms. There has to be some losses against certain teams there. So there's still some hope for them. 5-3, not terrible, but in college ball, it's not good. As for USF, they had a bye this week, and they'll be going into the weekend right into Dallas there against Southern Methodist University. Hooey! It's going to be a barn burner over there, so we'll see how that goes. They're not looking too good this year, as they do most years, except for that one fluke where they popped up on the scene and sat at number two in the nation, which we all remember that fondly as something that will probably never happen again. But, hey, go Bulls. Green and gold. Green and gold. I don't bleed green and gold. I bleed red. That's just the way it goes. So let's go on to some pro football here. On to your Bucks. Tampa Bay Buccaneers here. In what was a pretty disgusting game on both sides of the ball for both teams, Tampa Bay ended up losing 27-17. And here are the comments from quarterback Josh McCown. It was 1-8, 1-8, 1-8 in tears on the podium. Josh, truer words have never been spoken. That is your record, and you helped them get there. But Glennon did his fair share of damage, but he also got the only win there in Pittsburgh. My biggest problem was with the run game, with such a terrible run defense. Why you go with the newly healthy Charles Sims over Bobby Rainey, I don't fucking know what Lovey was thinking there. Especially after Charles Sims had that fumble, I guaranteed that they'd pull him and put Rainey in. They did it for a couple plays, and then all of a sudden, who's that in there? That fucking big son of a bitch, Charles Sims. I don't know what they're doing over there. It almost seems like they've given up, and they're shooting for that first draft pick, which will probably be Jameis Winston. from FSU over there, the quarterback. So let's go down to Miami. They lost against Detroit, and the Jaguars lost over there in London against Dallas, which really wasn't a surprise against a tough offense, even though they didn't do too much. They had a good game against a very poor team. So it looks like all Florida teams on the professional football level are not faring too well this year. But there's still some time left for some turnaround. Let me jump over to the fantasy aspect of it for my Tampa Bay stack. Let me let you know how they did for me this week. And maybe you, if you were dumb enough to take my advice and stack everyone that I had. So to recap that, I had Josh McCown, DeMarco Murray, Bobby Rainey, Vincent Jackson, Antonio Brown, Allen Hurns, Julius Thomas, Patrick Murray, and the Green Bay Packers. Now Josh McCown put up a decent about 22 points, DeMarco Murray with 16. Rainey, I'm a little upset they didn't play him more. He only had 7.6, most of those coming off of receptions from Josh McCown. Now your choice with the Bucs for receiver would have been Mike Evans. Yeah, that's, I don't know, formal name. I picked Vincent Jackson, and he only put up 11.5. And Mike Evans, I couldn't tell you what he put up, but I think it was in the low 20s, which would have been nice. Antonio Brown didn't do much over there. He dropped two balls, meaning fumbles, not catches. Allen Hurns, he did nothing for me against Dallas. Julius Thomas did well with 21.3 points. Denver against Oakland with 2 touchdowns. And Patrick Murray, you know, he got 7 points. Not terrible for a kicker, but not great. And I was right with the Green Bay Packers defense, who put up 20, which is real nice. I'm hoping next week, when the Bucs roll into Washington, D.C. against the Redskins, they can pull something out against a somewhat weak team there. But who knows? Well, we do know they're probably going to find a way to lose. They seem to fucking have it. It's almost there. They're not good, but they almost fucking pull it out. And then they fucking do something wrong. Stick with the hot hand. Stick with fucking Bobby Rainey. Josh McCown looked pretty good. He looked pretty good when he's throwing a Mike Evans, Vince Jackson. And just stick with that. You got a big tight end there. Just stick with that. Stick with Rainey. Don't put fucking Sims in just because he's healthy. Dumb piece of shit. God damn it. They should just make me the coach, because obviously me sitting on my ass, I haven't played football in 15 years. So obviously I know what I'm talking about. I know best. I'm one of those guys that sits at the bar and I'm like, I could have fucking made that throw, dude. Dude, I could have caught that. Look at that fucking seam there, dude. I would have fucking ripped up there. Touchdown, dude. Right there, 50 fucking yards, spike it in the fucking end zone over there. Yeah, I'm one of those guys. But I do know that I'm a dumb piece of shit, and I don't know what I'm talking about. These guys have fucking been doing it for years. They know what's going on, but on the outside, looking in, we seem to know better. So let's hope they can turn around there in D.C. against the, can we say Redskins? Are the Liberals supposed to be not saying Redskins anymore? Is that offensive? I don't know. We'll find out. Tune in next week, and we'll find out whether we can say Redskins or not. So keep an eye out for Friday, when I'll be giving you your FanDuel Tampa Bay stack lineup for your fantasy, daily fantasy sports that weekend. But this has been Roy, and this has been your Tampa Bay Sports Second. Let's go Tampa Bay. Keep it going there. Win or lose, just keep it fresh. They're stonk.